Good morning, Dimitri.
Morning.
So when it comes to these genomes in this experiment, they were modified using CRISPR technology. So could you give us a bit of a rundown of like what was involved in this experiment?
Sure. So the idea of using CRISPR is that you're going to make a cut at a specific position in the genome, and then the cells are going to try to repair that cut, because DNA damage is something that happens frequently in cells. And the way it's going to be repaired is going to introduce modifications. And so you're using that technique to introduce specific modifications that you want to for that gene that you're targeting. So in that experiment, what they were doing is targeting a gene called CCR5 that is used for HIV to infect our immune cells and to propagate through your body. And the CCR5 gene has a specific mutation called Delta 32, which happens naturally in the human population. But people who have that mutation of the CCR5 gene are immune to HIV infection. And so the idea was to try to reproduce that mutation. And their claim was that, well, if we can reproduce that mutation, then embryos are going to be immune to HIV infection.
And in this case, when you're using CRISPR technology, this mutation that was used to, like, in the case of trying to help against HIV, what was alarming about this specific case, and why was it different to other experiments in the past?
Well, it's the first time we actually modified human embryos, where the embryos were actually born. So that was a first. But the technology is still very new, and so the consensus throughout the community is that it's not ready yet to be used in human embryos. So that was a first big red flag. Another red flag is that the mutation that they actually created is not the Delta 2 mutation that happens naturally in the population. What they did is that they created a mutation that is in a region close to where the natural mutation exists. And they just saying, oh, it's close enough, so it's probably going to do the same thing, so let's go ahead. But they didn't actually test that it was, that it was safe, and B, that it was actually going to provide the same level of resistance to HIV that the real Delta 32 mutation is providing. So there's no obvious benefit there's no proven benefit to what they've done, but there are some clear risks, and so there's no real justification to going ahead with that kind of experiment.
Right. So in this case, the editing was like not efficient in a lot of ways. So if the cells were not being edited properly or copied, I was reading that it's this idea of like the mosaic effect. Yes. Could you unpack that a little bit more, and how mosaicism could affect like the success or failure of an experiment like this?
Yeah, so when you use CRISPR, it's not going to be 100% efficient. And so what happens frequently is that you're going to have in the embryo a mixture of some cells where you have the edits that you wanted to have, and some cells where you don't have any edits. And so that's what we call mosaic, because you have a mixture of two types of cells. But of course, in that case, if you want to confer resistance to HIV, you would want all the cells to have the edit, because if you have just a few cells that don't carry the edit, well, these cells could still be infected, and so you're not resistant to HIV. So in the specific context of what they were claiming to try to do, having mosaics would be a big problem, because it would nullify the idea of having resistance to HIV.
And this like technology and these experiments that are being done, it is still all relatively new, as you're saying. So if the effects are like pretty unknown, are there any expected broader implications or concerns that are being raised within the scientific community around this kind of experimentation?
Yes. So in the human context, you have two types of modifications you could do. One is on the adult cells, like what we would call the somatic cells. You take a patient, you get the cells from these patients, fix them for some specific disease that they might have, and then re-inject them. So there are a few clinical trials that are ongoing, for instance, for sickle cell disease, and the early results are very promising. But the key thing is that because you're targeting somatic cells, these changes are not heritable. So you're modifying one individual, but it's not going to impact their offspring. And so, of course, there are still risks, and it still has to be done properly, but the risk is confined to one individual. Whereas what they were trying in that experiment in China is editing embryos, which means that these changes are then carried through generations. And so in the community, there's, at the moment, there's a big debate about whether these modifications and modifications of embryos that are going to be irritable are something that should happen, or discussions of, well, whether it should happen at all, in which cases it should be happen, how it's going to be regulated, how transparent these experiments need to be, and things like that. So there's a lot of debates in the community. One of the things we were discussing in our article for the conversation was that the one of the challenges is to have that discussion as open as possible and also as inclusive as possible, because it's normal for scientists working on CRISPR to have a say about how what the potential uses could be, because, I mean, it's going to have broader consequences. So what you would really want is a discussion that involves patient groups, involves the broader population, so that everyone is informed about how the technology might be used and can have a say about how it should be used, because it's a very important issue.
The consequences and how these things are going to be used are like huge debates that are going to be held. But it's worth asking, I think, in the case of regulation for future experiments, like, what are there any ethical like compliance issues that were being like infringed upon in this case? Or is there like, what are the regulations surrounding this case in China?
So there are, I mean, it's not exactly clear how the approval works, because, I mean, in theory, I mean, they're saying that there is they got an ethical clearance to do it, but the more details are emerging, the less clear it is that everyone involved in the project really knew what was going on. So, for instance, it's not clear that the doctors that performed the IVF knew that they were implanting embryos that had been modified, which was, of course, would be a big red flag. So this, it's still very unclear exactly what who knew and how it got approved. But the in theory, that's, I mean, they should have been a very thorough process before they could move ahead with the experiment. In the Australian context, this kind of experiment just couldn't be possible. It's currently illegal to modify human embryos and implant them.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see how these things will unfold over the next couple of years. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dimitri.
No problem. Thank you for having me.